Apologies for the slight delay. The new battery in the other microphone has gone dead, and now it's, but anyway, it's now working again. So welcome to everybody here in person and joining us on Zoom on this Remembrance Sunday. I'm Janet, and I'm a member of the Stuart team. And we're offering a warm welcome to you all. If you're worshiping with us for the first time, please do introduce yourself and join us for tea, coffee, and conversation in the hall after the service. Thanks go to Alison and Joe for decorating the church with poppies on this Remembrance Day. Today's service is a local arrangement and is led by the Stuart team, so you'll see several of us taking part this morning. So let us pray. Generous God, we come to worship each with our own gifts to offer to you and to one another. Hear our songs and words of praise as we bless your name. We come to worship each with our own concerns to offer to you and to share with one another. Hear our silence and our intercessions as we bless your name. We come to worship each with our own faith and doubts to offer to you and to encourage one another. Hear our passion and our prayerfulness as we bless your name. Amen. So we're going to sing the faith 410, Lord, Thy Church on Earth is Seeking. It'll be on the screens as well. Now I'm going to hand over to Mary, who's going to do the all-age part of our worship this morning.
Okay, I'm hoping some people will come and join me at the front. I haven't got a trunk like David brings, but most of you in junior church know I arrive with baskets. So I brought a basket today that hasn't got the usual toys in it. So I've got some things to show you from my basket. Today's Remembrance Sunday, and you can see that we've got poppies all around our church. Can you point to where you can see poppies in our church? There's lots of different places. There's some at the back. Can you see them over there?
There's some here at the front.
Okay. There's some on the pillars, but they're also around the two brass plaques. There's one over there, and there's one over there. And the brass plaque over there tells us the names of the people of this church who died in the First World War. And the plaque over there tells us about the people who were in a different chapel that isn't there anymore, in Walton Street, who died during the war. So those are our war memorials, so we put the poppies around there. And you'll also see that there's lots of people wearing poppies today, because the poppy is a sign of remembrance, and today is Remembrance Sunday. And it's a sign of remembrance, but also for a hope for a peaceful future. On Remembrance Day, I always think about my dad. When I was little, on Remembrance Day, my dad always took me to the war memorial in Bolton, where I grew up. And I remember looking at the poppies on little wooden crosses. And that was important for my dad, because he'd served in the Navy during the Second World War. And he'd lost a lot of his friends. That's a picture of him. He knew that he was one of the lucky ones. But I always think about how brave he was. That's my dad. He joined the Navy when he was 18 years old. And by the time he was 22, he was in charge of a boat. I might not be using the right terminology, but this is a motor launch, and it's a painting that was always on the wall in my house when I grew up, because he kept it very proudly, and it's motor launch ML121. It had to go to different places, and its job, and all the people on it, their job was to destroy the mines, the bombs that were in the sea, to make the sea safe for everyone. And it must have been a really scary time. I just find it amazing that he was only 22 when he was in charge of that. But as well as that painting, I've got quite a few things that were on the boat. I'm never sure whether we should have them. And I've also got photographs. I've got my dad's cap that he wore. On the picture before, it was white. It had a white top thing that went on it, and he always used to wear that when he was decorating to stop and get him painting. So that's his cap. I've also got the other thing that I'm not sure I should have, because this is the Union flag that flew on the back of the boat, or that was on the boat. And there's also some pennants, which are little flags that come out of the back of the boat, and I think they tell different things. So I've got quite a few things. Towards the end of the war, my dad was in Italy, in a place called Ischia, and that's an island somewhere near Naples. And when the war ended, not everyone came home straight away. My dad and his crew had to stay to clear the mines. And the crew got to know the people of Ischia. They got to know the community. And before the war, my dad had been a scout leader. He'd been a scout and then he'd been a scout leader. And so him and his crew started a scout group for the children on the island. When my dad came home at the end of the war, he was presented with medals. And I've got my dad's medals. But he was really proud of those, and he always wore them. He went to Remembrance every year. He sometimes went up with the other people that had been on the boat with him. He went up to Fort William, and he would wear his medals in a special remembrance service there. But he also treasured something else. When he left Ischia, the people in the community presented him with this flag. It's falling to bits now. Keep thinking I might take it to the repair shop. But it says the commune of Ischia. And it was presented to him to say thank you for the service that he'd given that community. And he kept that. And although it's falling apart, it always reminds me that even in war, we have a hope that communities can come together and find ways to work together to find peace. When my dad used to take me to the war memorial, he'd always say this poem: "When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we give our today." This is just one story of somebody who served in the war, but there's more stories. If you want to know more about the people whose names are on the war memorial over there, then we've got a book over there on the table that's got the stories of the people of this church who died. Let's say a prayer together. Gracious God, on this day when we remember past and present conflicts, we pray for the divided peoples of the world, that leaders, governments, and each one of us may use our resources, our opportunities, and our lives in the service of reconciliation for the sake of future generations and to the glory of your name. Amen. Thank you for listening so carefully. We can talk about it more later if you want to see anything else. I've got more photos.
Thank you, Mary. That was really interesting. And I think we were all, I could see everyone was really listening carefully and right the way around the church. So it was great. Thank you. Right. So now we're going to sing Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God, which is number 254 in the hymn book. But we're going to sing it as a round. So Keith is going to explain everything to you, and I gather we've got new slides, which make it more easy to understand.
Just stolen my lines, but yes, you know we're going to do organ side first. What we found out last time was we had useless projection slides because we hadn't updated them for the fact that people no longer had the words. So we'll still do organ side first. We all start together. Once we get to the end of the first verse, you carry straight on with the alleluias. You go back to the first verse again. Your words will be in white and yours will be in yellow. Okay, there we go. That's what it will look like. We should all get to the end at the same time and we'll stop. Thank you.
Right, so let's sing.
Thank you.
as the children leave for their activities, we say, the Lord be with you. Now hear the church choir anthem. Thank you very much. So we're now going to sing again, and I will pray following the silence. Okay? So we're going to sing hymn number 696 in Singing the Faith, For the Healing of the Nations.
Thank you.
So we're now going to say some prayers, and then we will begin our remembrance silence. So if you prefer to stay standing, do sit down, that's fine. So let us pray. Lord, we praise you for your love made known in Jesus, the one who calls so many different people in so many diverse ways and in a variety of contexts. We open ourselves to your love and guidance that we may respond to your calling and help others recognize your love. God of immense love and mercy, forgive us when we try to avoid following you. Forgive us when we ignore your calling in our lives. Forgive us when our busyness drowns out your still small voice and we attempt to go our own way. Forgive us when our actions prevent others from responding to God's calling in their lives. Amen. We are slightly before the 11 o'clock, so if you're happy to sit, and I will call you to the remembrance in another minute's time. And now, as we approach 11 o'clock, we stand as we are able to remember with many across the world the devastation war brings and all those who have lost their lives in conflict and combat across the world.
They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. we will remember them.
This morning we're hearing two readings from Matthew's Gospel, one at the end of chapter 5 and the other the beginning of chapter 5 in a slightly different version to the one that we're familiar with. So if Chris, if you could read the final bit of Matthew 5, that would be lovely. Thank you.
You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
So the Right Reverend Tom Wright is currently a senior research fellow at Wycliffe Hall here in Oxford, where he prepared for ministry between 1971 and 1973. He's ordained in the Church of England and served as Bishop of Durham between 2003 and 2010. Since 2010, he has been Professor of New Testament and Early Christianity at the University of St. Andrews. He's known for his For Everyone commentary series and the New Testament For Everyone Bible translation. Our focus this morning is on the Beatitudes in Matthew's Gospel, familiar words to many of us. Alison is now going to read Tom Wright's translation, and then I will read some of his thoughts from his For Everyone commentary on Matthew.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the hillside and sat down. His disciples came to him. He took a deep breath and began his teaching. Wonderful news for the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Wonderful news for the mourners. You're going to be comforted. Wonderful news for the meek. You're going to inherit the earth. Wonderful news for people who hunger and thirst for God's justice. You're going to be satisfied. Wonderful news for the merciful. You'll receive mercy yourselves. Wonderful news for the pure in heart. You will see God. Wonderful news for the peacemakers. You'll be called God's children. Wonderful news for people who are persecuted because of God's way. The kingdom of heaven belongs to you. Wonderful news for you when people slander you and persecute you and say false things about you because of me. Celebrate and rejoice. There's a great reward for you in heaven. That's how they persecuted the prophets who went before you.
For those readings. So Tom Wright says, Jesus is not suggesting that these are simply timeless truths about the way the world is, about human behavior. If he was saying that, he was wrong. Mourners often go uncomforted. The meek don't inherit the earth. Those who long for justice often take that longing to the grave. This is an upside-down world. Or perhaps a right-way-up world. And Jesus is saying that with his work, it is starting to come true. This is an announcement, not about a general truth of life. It is gospel, good news, not good advice. It is the kingdom of heaven. Follow me, Jesus said to his disciples, because in him the living God was doing a new thing. And this list of wonderful news is part of his invitation, part of his summons, part of his way of saying that God is working in a fresh way and that this is what it looks like. Jesus is beginning a new era for God's people and God's world. From here on, all the controls people thought they knew about are going to work the other way round. In our world still, people think that wonderful news consists of success, wealth, long life, victory in battle. Jesus is offering wonderful news for the humble, the poor, the mourners, the peacemakers. The Beatitudes are a summons to live in the present, in the way that will make sense in God's promised future, because the future has arrived in the present, in Jesus of Nazareth. It may seem upside down, but we are called to believe with great daring that it is in fact the right way up. We're going to sing again, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace, hymn 707 in Singing the Faith.
Thank you. through some of the Beatitudes. Let us pray. Blessed are the peacemakers. Lord, we pray most earnestly for peace. We have not ceased praying for peace, because there is never a moment when conflict ceases. We ask you to inspire peacemakers to intervene in Israel and Gaza, Ukraine, Yemen, the Sudan, and all those areas that have disappeared from the headlines, but still bring fear, death, and homelessness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Blessed are they that mourn. Dear Lord, bring comfort to all who are in mourning at this time, whether bereaved by war, or by sickness, or by any other act. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Blessed are the merciful. We ask that people of compassion everywhere may be enabled to bring relief to the homeless and the hungry, to those struggling with the cost of living, and to all who are oppressed anywhere in your world. We ask that those fighting in conflict may be merciful and behave honorably while they fight. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Let us pray for healing for all who suffer illness, physical and mental, and the depression of the current state of the world, or struggling with the cost of living and survival. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Lord, we are a justice-seeking church. Strengthen us in our efforts as we strive for fairness in society, honesty in government, and action in protecting our planet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, you have so richly blessed us with life, with love and joy, and hope in the midst of despair. Help us to be the salt of the earth. Help us to be the light of the world, sharing with others that which we have received, boldly proclaiming the good news of your love, finding the seeds of your kingdom within us, and letting your way grow in our lives and throughout the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen. We join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
now we're going to take up our offering for the day. Lord, accept all the gifts that we have and bring to you as we dedicate ourselves to you and to your service. Amen. Our final hymn this morning is hymn 546, Behold the Servant of the Lord. we remember those suffering in the world around us, we pray in the words of Desmond Tutu, good is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. Life is stronger than death. Victory is ours through him who loves us. Empower us to face the challenges in the midst of many tribulations in our world that can cause hatred and division, to make our lives ones that promote goodness and love, life and light. And may God's grace, peace, and blessing go with us all. Amen.